You're listening to the audio production of Jesus Calling by Sarah Young, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Roger Mueller.
Introduction. Jesus Calling. I first experienced the presence of God in a setting of exquisite beauty. I was living and studying at a Christian community in a tiny alpine village in France. This was a branch of Lobrie, an international ministry that began in Switzerland through Francis and Edith Schaeffer's work. During my stay at Lobrie, I was free to explore the fairyland-like environment all around me. It was late winter, and the noonday sun was warm enough for sunbathing, but the depth of the snow kept it from melting. Brilliant sunlight reflecting from pure white snow was cleansing my mind of the darkness that had held it captive for years. Every day I climbed up a steep hill to attain a view that delighted my soul. As I stood at the top, I would lose myself in a panorama of unbroken beauty. Below me was the village that had become my home. Viewed from this height, the village was dominated by a high steepled church. Turning 180 degrees, I could see Lake Geneva far below me, shouting greetings in refracted sunbeams. When I looked up, I saw icy tips of alpine mountains encircling me. I would turn round and round, absorbing as much as I could with two eyes and a finite mind. The daughter of a college professor, I had been encouraged to read widely and think for myself. I had majored in philosophy at Wellesley College and had almost completed my master's degree at Tufts University. A few months earlier, my brother had asked me to read Schaeffer's Escape from Reason.